listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Cheese please, you're so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-tune and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-tune is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil with sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Google and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
And on the show this week, we're going back to the 1950s because there was a lot of comedy in the 1950s. And Capitol Records was on the forefront, on the front lines of it. They had Stan Freberg. They had Mel Blanc doing Warner Brothers cartoons. You even had Yogi Bear. And Boo Boo Bear, you know. They were all recording albums, even the Hanna-Barbera bunch. And we're going to play some of the comedy acts from the 1950s a little later on a album we spotlight called Comedy Caravan. I was going to say Cavalcade, but no.
No, it's Caravan.
Caravan. You can read what I actually typed, right?
Yes, this but album. I never assumed that you typed the right word. Never.
And otherwise, would you want to play that? It's just incredible that John Davidson pops up on Why Do You Want to Play That?
Singing, but not surprising.
No, not surprising. Singing a Beatles song that, you know, John Davidson singing anything. You know, it's just sort of...
It's meant to be cheese.
Yes, exactly. But we're starting off the show in the early 1960s. There was a big dance called The Twist. Everyone was twisting. It was really simple. Anyone could do it, right?
I believe that's what the lyrics in the song said.
Yes. Well,
and it goes like this.
And it goes like what?
What? Everybody do the twist.
Oh, I get it now. I'm totally clueless. But we've got Lester Lannan and his orchestra doing a couple versions of the twist. We've got Sweet Georgia Brown Twist, the Harlem Globetrotters theme, twist style. But we're starting off with Organ Twist.
That sounds painful.
What?
On Cheese Please.
Thank you.
is a music box that quickly responds to your touch. Music wise, radio means so much.
With Lester Lannon and his orchestra and Sweet Georgia Brown Twist. And before that, we had Lester Lannon, of course, and Organ Twist.
Still think that sounds painful. You might have to go to the hospital for that.
I was wondering what you were talking about because that made no sense to me. Then you said the hospital thing. Like, oh, yeah, that. I don't want to think about how that would happen. That would just, ugh.
Makes your teeth grit.
Yeah. Need a doctor somewhere.
Yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and we call it Cheese Please.
As we go back to the 1950s now, Capitol Records, as I said earlier, was a big, big recorder and issuer of albums of the comedy focus. People like, the Mel Blanc, Bugs Bunny did records for Capitol Records. Dawes Butler, many others, Hanna-Barbera, were all mixed in there, and we have three examples of comedy records that were put out by Capitol Records in the early 1950s on a compilation album called Comedy Caravan. So a little later on, we'll hear Stan Freberg, who was big in the 1950s, not only in comedy albums, but radio shows, and I think he did some advertising too. We'll hear St. George and the Dragonette, a parody of the old Dragnet radio and TV series from the 1950s. Yogi Jorgensen, which you usually hear around Christmas time with I Go Nuts at Christmas, doing Object of My Affection. But we're starting off with Stan Freberg with probably the most simplest of dialogue of any radio or any kind of play you could ever think of. Because all they say is John and Marcia. On
Cheese, Please.
John. Marcia. John.
Marcia.
John?
Marcia.
John.
Marcia?
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John. John.
Marcia.
Oh, John.
Marcia.
John. Marcia.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
This is 30 minutes of gloriously goofy, groovy, and gloriously cheesy tunes.
Cheese.
The object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, wahoo, dee-hoo, dee-hoo. Anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. Yeah, sure, baby, poo-poo, pa-doop. Now there is other girls who can thrill me and some who can fill me with dreams of happiness. Zazoo, zazoo, zazoo. But I will hang around until she says she's mine. Ring, ring, boo, skiddy boo, boo. Now I'm not afraid she will leave me, 'cause she is not the kind who will take a dare. And I'll always trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I won't give a hoot. Oh, see, the object of my affection is my sweetheart Lillian Rasmussen. On her papa's farm, I am the hired man. I help Lillian with her work, and she helps me with mine. We stop and smooch whenever we can. I scrape up the dinner dishes for Lillian, and I get rid of the table scraps as quick as a wink, 'cause her papa put in a new garbage disposal. Yeah, he keeps a pig under the kitchen sink. Then, sitting side by side, Lillian and me milk the cow together. We grab hold and our hands touch when we commence. My Lillian is so strong and she has pulled so hard. When the milk hits the pail, it makes dents. We was milking together when I slipped our engagement ring on Lillian's finger. That is, I thought it was her finger. It felt like her finger, but I know now that for 20 minutes one night I was engaged to Genevieve, the old brown and white Jersey cow. Last Saturday, Lillian put my clothes in the washing machine with hers. And while the washing was being done, I looked through that little window in the front. And when I saw her laundry entwined with mine, oh, for me, the begin had begun. I was just so thrilled I got lumpy with goose pimples when I saw her socks dancing around with my dods. And my complexion turned rosy red, I tell you, when her bloomers jumped up and waved at me and then bashfully dove back down in the sods. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from red to rosy red. Yes, whoop-de-doo, anytime I see her clothes being washed with mine.
Keith, please, with Yogi Jorgensen and Object of My Affection.
Which could also be called The Romance of Laundry.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say that could be polite to say, so I'm not touching it.
It was a very touching little courtship between two people and a cow.
Okay. And before that, we had Stan Freberg and John.
That's and your Marcia.
No, that's your cue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Marcia.
John.
And Marcia.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Maybe we should do our own version of that at some point.
No, because people would get very tired of almost 3 minutes of Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Okay. Well, we'll play another one of Stan Freberg's, St. George and the Dragonette, on
Cheese Please.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. Call me, Chief.
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah, you were right.
I was right?
Yeah, it was a gun. 8:22 p.m., I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you gonna catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Keith, please, with Stan Freberg and St. George and the Dragonette. It was a parody, actually, of the whole Dragnet radio and TV series that really has some overtones in to the Naked Gun, don't you think, Daphne?
Very much so.
Just a bit. And if you didn't notice, there was also voice talent there from both Dawes Butler, who played Yogi Bear in the cartoons, and June Foray, who also played Rocky the Squirrel of Rocky and Bullwinkle fame, and many other characters in cartoons over the years.
Cool.
There were some fun cuts on that album. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we're going to move on to this.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
And on the show this week, we have John Davidson.
And that's why we want to play it.
As a matter of fact, I talked to John before I played the record, and he had a comment on how excited he is to be on Cheese Please this week.
Really?
Yeah, he said this.
That's incredible.
Of course.
I'm giving you stink eye.
Oh, no, that is a terrible, lame, dad-like joke. Because John Davidson, of course, co-hosted That's Incredible, the one of the first reality TV series in the early 1980s. And, of course, he went on to host Hollywood Squares. And he has his own club in Sandwich, Connecticut, is it?
Somewhere like that.
New Hampshire, I think it was.
New Hampshire, maybe.
That's it. And he's still going at 80 plus.
Yes. And still performing.
Yes. But you know what? He's going to perform this song right now. The Beatles' Michelle on
Cheese Please.
That go together well, my Michelle, Michelle, ma belle, solemnement qui vont très bien ensemble, I love you, I love you, I love you, that's all I want to say, until I find I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, ma belle, solemnement qui vont très bien ensemble, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need to make you see. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you know by now get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. Michelle, ma belle, sans les mots qui vont très bien ensemble, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand, my Michelle.
Cheese Please with John Davidson and Michelle. He's no Paul McCartney, but, you know, he puts his unique take on that song.
His own spin.
Definitely. Maybe he would spin around in a square, perhaps a Hollywood square.
I'm pretty sure that there are several people who are spinning when they hear that.
I don't know. I really don't know. Actually, he should be in a circle, or maybe an X, Or circle gets the square.
Circle gets the square.
That's the famous thing. He was a follow-up to Peter Marshall, wasn't it? When they rebooted it in the 90s, I think it was?
Yes, I believe he might have been the first follow-up. There have been multiples in different people.
Yeah, yeah. And I know the other guy that was on the Stars thing, the dancing thing. What was it?
Dancing with the Stars.
That's it.
Tom Bergeron.
That's it. He was also a host for that, too.
Amazing. Yeah, they've got some new guy doing it, but I don't like him as much as either of those two people or Peter Marshall.
And that guy was on a sitcom back in the 90s and tried to patent his dance on the sitcom in the 90s. Wow, geez, I got to keep course scorecards on this thing. I'm getting confused.
You mean the guy that they replaced Tom Bergeron with?
Yes.
Because now I'm confused.
Yes, the guy.
About which show you're talking about.
The guy they replaced Tom Bergeron with.
On Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was in that bad neighborhood with Will Smith, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and he wanted to patent the dance he made on the show, but didn't work out.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. I was going to have to get a scorecard, but right now I'm going to actually open up the glove compartment.
Good plan.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Okay. And there's a good idea from Ray Stevens. Maybe I should go back to school to figure out how I can keep track of all this stuff.
I don't think you should go back to school.
You sure?
100%.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because it's a bad idea.
Oh, I'll have to suffer with you driving in the van every week, I guess.
It's not suffering. It's a joy. I'm a joy to hang out with.
Okay.
You better agree.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Out of the sack at the crack of dawn. School days are here and the summer has flown. Well, I get to school, I just sit and yawn. And that teacher is a yakking all the day long. Well, it's the same old thing as it was last year. Study, study is all I hear. School. Teacher calls me down for talking in class. She tells me I haven't got a chance to pass. I study history, math, and English too. Seems like the only subject I'm passing is a U. But your mom says I can't come over tonight, 'cause she wants you to do your homework right. But over the weekend,
we'll have a ball.
We won't even look. That school begins, and I don't got my homework to hand in. Seems like this little old school boy just can't win. Well, it's the same old drag as it was last year, where that teacher just screaming and a yelling in my ear. Go to work, go to work, go to work, you jerk. Go to work, go to work, go to work, you jerk.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.